Well, what I remember is that it started off as a regular day, a normal day, reporting for duty, going to roll call. On an everyday basis, you will receive calls at a dispatch by the dispatcher. A call was dispatched for incident that was dispatched off the Wiener, and he responded to the location, and myself and another officer responded to that location. And I believe that was the second officer who arrived on the scene. When I arrived on the scene, somehow, some way, my vehicle just stopped a few feet away from the house that I was responding to on Marbury Street. And when I got out of my vehicle, all I could hear was gunfire.
So Officer Wiener had already gone into the house?
Yes, he had already gone into the house. He arrived on the scene. He was the first person to arrive on the scene.
There is, and I talked to Murray Wiener, his dad. I talked to some folks in the neighborhood. Do you ever think about the fact that he never waited for his backup? He just went into the house?
No. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times we get a call and we'll respond to the house and you'll knock on the door. And again, I believe this was like the first call that, you know, he had received even prior to leaving the station directly after roll call. So majority of the times we respond to the house not knowing, you know, what's waiting or, you know, what's in store. So, I mean, I honestly can't speak for him, myself, but I can say that there are plenty of times, there have been numerous times where I've responded to a location by myself without having a unit present. Of course, when you go through any situation in life, you learn from it and you might do things differently. But prior to that day,
prior to that day, you operated the way, you know, you operated, I guess, on your instincts that any police officer operates on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want people to know about Ira Wiener?
Ira Wiener was a jokester. He, you know, he loved to have fun, always had a smile on his face. He was a fun-loving person. And you have those personalities where you just always see the person with a smile and just happy. So for me, I think if there was ever anything going on, you probably wouldn't have seen that from him.
Is your own relationship with him, had you known him from the police academy, or how long had you worked with him? How long had you worked with him at the Western Precinct?
I have worked with him for a few months. I started off as a police cadet. So I actually was assigned to the Western District winter of 1990 is when I was assigned. And we worked in the same squad, same sector. We worked together.
So, okay. So he had a few more years on you in terms of being on the police department. The police, Shomrim, members, his former colleagues, I know you're going to be there. His family is going to be there. There's a special memorial service, or as they call it in Hebrew, a yahrzeit service to mark the anniversary of a person's death that's going to take place on Sunday. Why is it so important to hold this and to remember what happened to Officer Ira Wiener?
I think I'll be there. I think it's important because when you are a police officer, for the most part, I would say 99.9%, you become family with these individuals. So even for my own blood relative, a family member, when something happens, you never forget. You never forget. And people remember in their own different special ways. So he joined this department. He loved being a police officer. And as a result of doing something that he loved and enjoyed, you know, just losing his life through a horrific act as such, I think it's important. I think it's vital that we recognize and we remember, you know, for him, his family. I can just only imagine, I mean, it could have been any one of us that day. because in any way. So even for myself, for my family and my friends, I know that it will be something that it will be appreciative to them, knowing that the department that I serve remembers me.
I have to ask you about something else. Earlier this week, I was over at the Western Precinct. Detective Silver took me around, and there's a number of things to remember Officer Wiener there. But one of the things that I noticed, there's a picture of him next to a pool cue, and right by the pool tables where the officers will hang out, you know, during breaks, you know, before and after work. Did you ever shoot pool against Officer Wiener? And what, did he obviously like to play pool?
Right. No, I didn't. I'm not a pool player. But, yeah, there are, you know, a lot of the officers, we had the ping pong table and the
sure.
pool table. So those were pleasures that they enjoyed, you know, when they were off duty and hanging around the station. But myself, no.